Platform. It's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise. Wake up, the platform's waiting for you. Wake up, see what your system can do.
Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your number one unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Happy Monday, January 12th, 2026. How are we doing?
Doing good. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. This is, I think, our official regular return. Chris is back in his office. I had a cold last week. I feel like now the new year starts.
Guess who's back? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. Updates are back. That's for sure.
For sure.
So we'll dive in. Even though I didn't go through all three pages last week, the new TU got wiped. So we're gonna be working from the all page today. and trying to skip the ones that went through on Friday along the way. Starting with delete or mark notifications as read on mobile is in development. Forward-looking statement at the front. Some screenshots we haven't seen before. Notification management. What is it? HubSpot mobile users, after this is developed, will be able to manage their mobile notifications in the notification center more efficiently by selecting one or multiple notifications to either mark as read or delete them in bulk.
Why does it matter? Staying on top of notifications is crucial for mobile sales reps who rely on timely updates to move deals forward. With this update, reps gain greater control over their notification center, allowing them to quickly clear clutter and focus on the alerts that matter most. More control means more efficiency and less distractions while on the go.
Yeah, one thing to note, this feature will be available to all hubs and tiers, both on iOS and Android. However, you're going to want to make sure that you download the latest version of the HubSpot mobile app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Again, once this is developed and we say that it's live or you hear that it's live, it is going to be an app update that you'll need to make, or latest version.
Indeed. Next on the list, we've got sunsetting the process guide's private beta with a deprioritized label in there. Rolling it back, process guides is being sunset on January 30th. Team says, thank you for the interest in process guides and a special thanks to our beta testers for taking the time to explore something new with us. We've spent the past few months reviewing the feedback, how the beta has performed, and we've made the decision to end the beta. As a result, we'll be retiring the beta on January 30th. If you've created process guides, they will continue to function as usual until January 30th. and you'll have time to wrap up anything you've been testing. We will not approve new customers into the beta. I'd say if you have created some process guides and are sad about this, maybe check out knowledge, the knowledge vaults and assistants in Breeze.
Yeah.
Can probably get you, pretty close to what you're trying to accomplish with those process guides as far as enabling your team with access to, process knowledge.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It's probably your best bet. Number three, introducing buying groups for Service Hub.
Okay.
Oh man, we've got to manage buyers after closed one. How about that?
Ooh, look at the.
Oh yeah,
look
and we
at
got a
the,
screenshot. Related to our org chart hub friends and what they brought in. So that is like you see the phrase buying group.
Mm-hmm.
That relates to the acquisition of Org Chart Hub last year. Thanks to Daniel Curran, who was one of the first people that spoke up about unboxing HubSpot in my request last week. Now I'm even more excited about doing this unboxing. But what is it? Introducing buying groups for Service Hub. Calling all customer success teams who manage strategic accounts, this one is for you. Renewals and expansion depend on knowing exactly who holds influence, who champions your solution, and how those relationships evolve after the handoff from sales. Buying groups brings critical relationship intelligence directly into HubSpot, giving customer success teams a shared working visual of the key stakeholders, which moves with your customer's journey. Input your buying group card onto companies, contacts, and deals today. Short Loom video here, if you want to pick up this update and see it, showing how to input the buying group cards.
Hmm. This is a power update. There's GIFs, there's a Loom.
That's amazing.
Why does this matter? When working with large strategic accounts, you can never just rely on relationships with just one or two people. You need to be multi-threaded across the account. That's why top HubSpot customers map out the buying groups and each person's role throughout the customer journey. It helps them see the whole picture during sales to CS handoff, who's in the group, who's calling the shots, and who's going to be influential going forward. Reduces churn by identifying missing connections, champions who have moved on, or weak relationships before they become roadblocks and you lose the account. And identify expansion. The first deal is never the last in a strategic account. Buying groups help establish a shared working document to identify key contacts for expansion opportunities. Very nice.
Very, very nice. I love it.
Man. Our unified views continue to get easier, although you do need Sales Hub Enterprise or Service Hub Enterprise to use this one. Makes sense for the amount of insight and work involved, and also the scale of your organization. If you're having to manage this kind of scale on the customer side of the wall, but super cool. See, we've got improved experience to test your customer agent on email. We hit that on Friday. Get in there and test your customer agents. Super easy now. Visualize custom and app events on contact and company records.
We did see that one last on Friday.
Yeah, I think we can bounce to page two. Because at the bottom of my page, too, it's new colors available. We talked about that. You talked about 76 plus new. Conditional scoring, I don't think, is what we cover. I think we start there.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's go.
There we go. So basically about the middle of your page, too. Yeah, and then down a little. Yep.
Conditional scoring with, quote, and... for lead scores. What is it? You can now create conditional scoring rules using and that award points only when multiple criteria are met. Check out this quick video demo to learn more. Two types of conditional scoring. You've got cross-property criteria or fit scoring. A contact or company only receives points when they meet all the property criteria. Example, add 15 points when a contact's job title is CEO and role is decision maker and industry is tech.
Very micro.
Second type is event-specific criteria or engagement scoring. A contact or company only receives points when the action they take meets all the criteria. Example, add 10 points only for a contact that clicked link in email if email name is new email and URL is HubSpot.com and location state is California.
Why does this matter? Previously, lead scoring was only supported. Lead scoring only supported single criterion rules. What? Why are
criterion
words?
Rules? Yeah,
that's a yeah. word. I'm doing fine.
Thanks, HubSpot.
While you would use segment lists, memberships, or workflow enrollment as workaround for conditional logic, those approaches added friction and required you to leave the lead scoring app. Now you can create conditional scoring rules natively within lead scoring. This lets you capture compound qualifications for fit, job title, and industry, and contextual signals for engagement, specific link clicks in a specific email, resulting in more accurate lead prioritization. This was my number one ask out of lead scoring from the jump. I've said numerous times ad nauseum that like I felt like this was the biggest limitation of the new lead scoring app was there was no and criteria. They gave some very like specific examples, but there are way less specific examples. I mean, I can think of like when I try to find IT job titles, if I say job title contains IT, that is a lot of things because those letters IT are in a lot of things. So a lot of times I'll layer things. I'll say things like contains IT and manager or something like that. So that gets me a little bit more narrow. The amount of lead scores that I've built since the new lead scoring app has come out is a lot. And I don't think I have any that aren't using one of those workarounds for workflows and or the list criteria because there was this missing from the functionality. So I'm very, 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 very excited. One limitation to call out right now is you can say and for fit. You can say and for engagement. You cannot say and fit and engagement. So I cannot say you are a CEO who filled out this form. I can, and you filled out this form. Now we would still need a list or a workflow is probably what you're going to want if you're using an engagement at this time.
At the end of the day, this is a good, we're headed in the right direction. Make sure you hit that join beta. And I would suggest that you come and watch the video demo and read the how does it work as well to get a little bit deeper for sure.
Yeah, very clear. Lots of screenshots. Videos linked twice, so they definitely want you to watch it. Mm-hmm. I was like seeing the marketers when they create the product updates. You can tell a difference. Huge update. Context and timing, folks. Like you got.
If you don't already follow me, I will make a video on this in the not so distant future as well.
In other words, yeah. Casey's saying, "Follow me." Yeah, follow Casey. There'll be a video coming.
In private beta, we've got create contact segments based on percentage of video watched. What is it? You can now build segments based on how much of a video a contact has watched. The new filter allows you to segment context using the highest percentage of a video they viewed, even across multiple plays.
Why does this matter? Segmenting your audience by engagement level helps you deliver more relevant messaging. This feature gives you more control over targeting by using real video consumption data, not just generic view events. For example, you can create a list of contacts who watched more than 75% of a product demo. Perfect for identifying highly interested leads or ready to buy prospects. I've done this with integrations before. Excited to see this with HubSpot's video tool. Also hard for me to go from lead scoring to this without seeing the lead scoring. How you could lead score based on this too.
Yeah, exactly. Please hit that beta. By the way, it's funny the direction they went in. I'm going to go in a different direction. You could also be like, I need to see people who haven't watched a certain percentage of the thing because I need to remind them to watch the thing. So like this I love. I'm so glad that we're heading into a deeper world of data around video consumption and just video in general. So like, yes, let's keep headed in this direction.
Let's go. This one's been a long time coming.
Yes, sir.
We've got conditional scoring with and for health scores as well.
Nice. Casey,
we should talk at some point. Is when do we get to one score?
I think this is pretty much the same. I don't know if you want to, I think we could probably don't have to read through it. It's the same. It's in the health score.
Yeah.
It's important for all the same reasons.
Right. And like, so then going back to the buying groups, right, on both sides of the, we need to understand the humans that we're working with throughout the entire process. HubSpot's giving you tools to do that. So use them. Quote custom properties is now live.
Nice.
What is it? You can now manage quote properties directly in data management, just like you do for contacts, companies, and deals, and the 18 other native objects that HubSpot has. This includes...
Wait, there's more than four? I'm just kidding.
This includes creating custom properties on the quote object. These properties can be leveraged to personalize your quotes or to match your business workflows in a familiar centralized interface.
Why does it matter? Previously, quotes did not directly support their own custom properties. Now you can tailor your quotes by inserting custom quote properties as personalization tokens, add custom properties to enrich quote workflows or reporting, create roll-up or sync properties on the quote from associated objects like deals, contacts, or companies. This simplifies quoting, improves data consistency, and enables richer automation and reporting.
I mean, that third one. That third one might be a baller move if you really pay attention to the idea of roll up and sync properties. Anyway, I'll leave that lay there.
Yeah, I mean this update like I'll simplify, improve data, enable automation reporting. Basically, what you're paying HubSpot to do. So if you're quoting, like, start to take advantage of this. Just make sure you've mapped your process out so you can make properties that actually move the needle inside and outside the org.
Yep.
Persist reply editor tab selection in help desk public beta. What is it? With this update, the help desk reply editor will stay on the tab that the user selects as they navigate between tickets, saving time and clicks.
Why does this matter? Speed is a crucial part of any support rep's workflow, and it's important that their tools are responsive and intuitive. Needing to manually click back to the notes tab every time they pull up a new ticket is frustrating and time consuming. This update saves support teams precise seconds, removing a click by persisting the user's tab selection within the reply editor of help desk. For reps who prefer to always start a ticket by leaving a note, with this update, they now just need to select the note tab once, and every new ticket they navigate to will show notes tab instead of the reply editor.
Very cool, very granular. Do you remember the day when Service Hub just felt like the redheaded stepchild of HubSpot? And now, well, I should say orange haired stepchild. Anyway, man, they are really just kicking butt and taking names when it comes to help desk, Service Hub. Good job, HubSpot. Good job.
Yeah. And if you don't believe us, tomorrow on the Admin Talk, the team supporting Help Desk. This says it perfectly. Help Desk has been available in Service Hub for a while now, but still some customers are hesitant to start using it. This team's going to help you with that tomorrow on the Admin Talk, 10 o'clock Central Time. Check that out. I mean, you don't get access to product managers like that and other places. So please take advantage and show them your support at the same time. Send high dollar invoices with partial payments enabled. What is it? Checkout now displays payment method limits for invoices with partial payments enabled, defaulting the payment amount to the maximum allowed per method and showing an error if the entered amount exceeds the limit.
Why does it matter? The customer problem. Merchants issuing large invoices are frustrated when payment methods limits prevent them from creating or collecting payments on a single invoice. This change helps merchants maintain a single invoice while allowing buyers to pay in multiple installments within permitted payment method limits, reducing confusion and failed payments.
I like it. I want to talk to Chad.
Yeah, I think I know all the words, but I'm trying to figure out like why and when this matters and if it's like a credit card limitation of the funds that can be paid or if it's a.
So my prior life was a bookkeeper at a pool construction company.
And okay.
Sometimes we would have customers. Yeah, they would pay on one credit card and like one invoice, but they would pay on two credit cards because
of
the credit card limit.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Very cool.
Multiple angles. And I remember Chad talking about in an episode of Hub Heroes about this flexibility of invoicing still needing to be solved for. So I'm curious if this is what he was talking about.
But at least it's part of probably heading in the right direction for sure.
Yes, indeed. And where we'll end on today, we've got data agent, web research for contacts. What is it? Data agent can now browse the web to research contacts in your CRM and answer questions about them.
That's very cool. Why does it matter? You can now quickly gather up-to-date information about your contacts without leaving HubSpot. This helps you prepare for meetings with the latest context about a contact's activities, identify new conversation starters based on recent publications or news mentions, understand a contact's career progression as it tailors to your outreach. I'm just like imagining like a bad news article coming out about somebody the morning of your...
Well, and can I just take this out of sales and marketing for a second? And can I take this into the world of content? Man, if you are a podcaster doing interview podcasts and you wanted to research the person that you're interviewing before you actually do the interview so that you can come to the table and look like you know about them, their book, their whatever, like this would be dope just from a content interview research system too. Like it don't always have to be about sales and marketing, ladies and gentlemen. Like dang gone, this is cool.
Yes, manage your relationships with other humans. If you treat HubSpot like that, sheesh. Wow, you can get a lot of power. Remember folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central or catch us anytime.
Oh, here we go.
On Spotify and Apple Music and the Profoundly blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Till then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins in Eastern Time. Man, I messed it up.
Yeah, I was going there too. Chris was back in Central Time. We get to hear that again. And I'm George B. Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
And this has been Wake Up, Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody. The
a platform. It's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business.